She's been a fixture as long as I've lived here. Caught almost every night for the last 6 years. But she's not there. She's not there. She's not there. I worry about her. Worry about her. Think of all of the women. All of the women. All of the women who disappear. Who disappear. We've made friendly acquaintance. Sometimes we talk. She likes the way that I smile and sing as I walk. I like a fabulous outfit, so proud when she moves. She says I used to be a dancer. Some grace you don't lose. Some grace you don't lose. I made some choices. Someone made left without, those left without, living small lives. What I provide can't be measured in nickels and dimes, in nickels and dimes.
three musicians right there who have all credited Sinead O'Connor as an inspiration and influence on their own careers. We just heard music from indie folk singer-songwriter Alison Russell. The song is called All of the Women. That is from her 2021 debut album, Outside Child. Alison Russell is excited to be releasing her sophomore album. The Returner is the name of the new album. It comes out early September, and she'll be touring in support of the new album with tour dates in Fredericton and Chicago. And for our Detroit and Windsor listeners, you can see Alison Russell October 13th in Ann Arbor at The Arc. In the middle, it is Sarah McLachlan, a woman whose career really seemed to follow the trajectory of Sinead O'Connor. Sarah McLachlan. The song is called Fear. That's from Sarah McLachlan's album Fumbling Towards Ecstasy. And then kicking things off with that set, of course, it's Toronto artist Feist. When I Was a Young Girl is the name of the song. That is from her breakout album, Let It Die. We are going to be honoring Sinead O'Connor in the second hour, but there's just so many musicians and bands that have come forward talking about how much they idolize such an incredible trailblazing artist. I thought we're going to spill into the first hour. So continuing in that vein, another act that talked about, actually, a very interesting story. So Tegan and Sarah talked about how the last concert they saw before going into a COVID lockdown just happened to be Sinead O'Connor, and just how incredible and moving this musician was on their career. And also talk about, that would be a last show before a COVID lockdown to remember. It's Tegan and Sarah right now here on Girly So Groovy. Three more music acts who have all publicly mentioned how they are influenced and inspired from Sinead O'Connor, including Toronto indie electronic act Ostra, right there with the song Lose It. That goes back to the debut album Feel It Break. In the middle, it is Toronto, now Hawaii-based singer-songwriter Aaron Smith and the Aaron Smith Band. Going back to her 1999 debut album, Hey Nice Pants, we heard the song Monster. Aaron Smith often worked Sinead O'Connor is the Last Day of Our Acquaintance cover into her live shows when she was releasing that debut album. And then starting the set off, Tegan and Sarah, who talked about Sinead O'Connor being the last concert they attended prior to the pandemic and just how meaningful that show was to them. We heard Tegan and Sarah with their song Alligator, taken from their album Sainthood. In the second hour, we're really going to be diving into the trailblazing, groundbreaking power that is Sinead O'Connor, plus other musicians and bands that have owed their careers to the road that Sinead O'Connor has laid for them. That's in the second hour. I just want to remind you, of course, if you ever miss an episode of Girly So Groovy or just want to listen again, don't forget you can listen on our free, no membership required website, Mixcloud. Simply go to the website, mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy, girly and groovy, ending with an IE. When you're there, you will find over 10 episodes of Girly So Groovy, the most recent 10 episodes. That's 20 hours of Girly So Groovy just waiting for you to press play and pause and listen at your leisure. Also, if you like staying in touch with the show through social media, know that we're on Instagram at GSG Radio, or you can find us on Facebook at Girly So Groovy. Every week I am posting the playlists in print, providing links to the bands and musicians featured, links to our Mixcloud listening page, and best of all, you can message me any request that you have for the program. Whether it is week to week, a request you would like to hear on the show, or if there is a big trailblazing, groundbreaking artist you think we should be including in our monthly series, again, let me know through social media. So another musician who has often cited Sinead O'Connor as a influence, and I get why, Sinead O'Connor with her fearless honesty. Well, Alanis Morissette has always been attracted by that and brought that to the songwriting she does herself. In fact, in the face of Sinead O'Connor's passing just recently, Alanis Morissette went live on stage to perform with the Foo Fighters, fronting with the Foo Fighters to cover Sinead O'Connor's Mandinka. Well, we're going to wrap up this hour with Alanis before we dive into our Sinead O'Connor second hour. So right now it's Alanis Morissette with one of my favorite, just pure fun songs. So pure from Alanis, from her supposed former Infatuation Junkie album, her sophomore album. Again, it's Alanis right now. Another musician influenced by Sinead's fearless honesty here on Girly So Groovy.
You from New York, you are so relevant. You reduce me to cosmic tears.
Love you when you dance.
Welcome to the second hour of Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them, a show where the music always speaks for itself. I'm your host, friend, and ally, Trevor Klendert, bringing you two full hours of phenomenal, fabulous, fantastic female-fronted radio week after week. As I mentioned in the first hour, this week's episode is going to be a celebration of the trailblazing, groundbreaking artist Sinead O'Connor. We have been doing this every month all year long as a new feature here on Girly So Groovy. And in light of the tragic early passing of Sinead O'Connor, it only makes sense that we celebrate the genius, the power, the resilience that is Sinead. Sinead O'Connor did not hold back, not her voice, not her ideas, not her troubles, not her rage, not her sorrows, not her faith. From the moment her debut album, The Lion and the Cobra, appeared in 1987, Sinead O'Connor flaunted raw passion and raw nerve. She seemed equally startling at first for her keening voice and her shaven head. Her singing encompassed cathartic extremes, lullabies and rock songs, sighs and howls. She made bold public statements, like famously tearing up a photograph of the Pope on Saturday Night Live in 1992, yet her songs also offered comfort, nurturing, and righteousness. She was an idealist, not a provocateur. She struggled openly with the music business, with unforgiving journalists, with career pressures, and with mental illness. Sinead O'Connor was emphatically Irish. The inflections of old Celtic music sharpened her voice, and she was shaped by her Catholic upbringing, if only to later reject it. Yet she was anything but just an Irish singer. She produced her own debut album when she was only 20 years old, drawing already on punk, dance music, electronics, and seething orchestral arrangements. She would go on to work with reggae, big band music, and more. Her voice, even at its gentlest, could leap out. Sinead O'Connor's first two albums were her most inspired ones. They were charged with youthful turbulence and unbridled ambition, as Sinead sang about love and death and power and making her own place in the world. In the most recent documentary, Nothing Compares, a documentary released just within the last year, a documentary that in many ways felt like it was going to spark the renaissance of re-examining who Sinead O'Connor is. Sinead O'Connor is quoted in the documentary as saying, "They tried to bury me, but what they didn't know is that I was a seed." From that power and resilience, for this episode of Girly So Groovy, I've tried to hand select four songs over the course of Sinead's career that I felt spoke to Sinead's resilience, her power, her self-respect. For a musician who has been kicked down so many times, that's what I'm trying to remember about Sinead, her fearless resilience. So going back all the way to 1987, where it all began, right now it is music from The Lion and the Cobra. And remember, listening to this track, the artistry of someone who was just in her late teens and 20 making this album.